This is Ozarks at Large. The Democratic Party of Arkansas is launching a Spanish language voter protection hotline to assist all Arkansas voters during the election season. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
The public announcement of the new Spanish language initiative comes about a week after the Democratic Party of Arkansas announced the launch of an English language voter protection hotline. Manuel Tejada, vice chairman of the Arkansas Democratic Hispanic Caucus, says the goal of the hotline is to be a resource for all Spanish-speaking voters.
In the past, there have been complaints that there are people maybe trying to intimidate voters, harassing voters, people that have questions that the poll workers may not have the response at the moment. So we wanted to create something that would, number one, just give people access to that information. But two, with the Spanish speaking hotline, you know, that's another thing where the state has done a very poor job of giving access to information that isn't in English.
Tejada says while some Spanish speakers can also speak English, they may not be able to read it. In Arkansas, ballots are not presented in Spanish, but you are allowed to take a translator with you to the polls.
You're allowed to have a translator there with you. Unfortunately, you can't have a single translator at the polling location. They're not allowed to just like hang out and translate for everybody. According to the state law, one translator is only allowed to translate for five people.
Michael John Gray, chairman of the Democratic Party of Arkansas, says although Arkansans can have a translator when voting, finding one can be a barrier to casting a ballot.
So not only do you have to find a translator, you've got to find someone that can go with you when you can vote, and you got to hope they haven't taken five people already. So there are huge roadblocks to voting. There are a lot of things that need to be made easier across the board, but for segment of the population that English isn't their first language, these are no-brainers, and not to address them, you would think there'd be some underlying reasons that aren't in logic, frankly.
Since launching the hotlines earlier this month, officials say they've received more than 200 calls in English and about a dozen in Spanish. Gray says the DPA always intended to set up a Spanish-speaking hotline, but they first wanted to make sure they had a dedicated line and enough people to staff it.
We have staff and volunteers who head up our voter protection team. And then we have volunteers who are helping answer the phones, volunteer attorneys around the state that'll help if there are issues. So it is we're dedicating resources, money and staff to it, but also a host of volunteers.
Gray says more than 200 volunteers are helping with both hotlines, which are in operation whenever the polls are open to about an hour after polls close. Voters can also leave a voicemail if they call after hours. Gray says the DPA intends to keep an informational hotline available to Arkansans once the election is over.
Just it isn't an election issue. It is a what about candidates or how to become registered to vote or impediments to registering to vote. And there are a lot of nonprofits, especially up in your part of the world, that are doing this work, and the party should also be one of those alternatives. So it is our intent to keep some form of, it won't be a election day hotline or voting season hotline, but to keep some form of communication availability there.
Manuel Tejada, vice chairman of the Arkansas Democratic Hispanic Caucus, says it's important for Spanish-speaking voters to have access to election information because the 2020 general election is an important one.
This is a historic election in Arkansas for Latinx voters, not only because of the nature of the race, but also because we have more Latinx candidates than we've ever had in the history of Arkansas.
You can access the Spanish language hotline by calling 501-299-5460. To reach the English language hotline, call 501-299-5589. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.